Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Our scripture texts are taken from the 6th chapter of the Gospel of John. Jesus seeks to reveal his true identity to the multitude who were following him. Let me invite you to share in our short study today that will also declare to this very day that Jesus is truly the living manna from heaven.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah.
The Apostle John records the great miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000 with the 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. The people not only were fed, but they were witness to the miraculous power of Jesus to multiply the loaves and the fish. The very next day, the multitude searched for Jesus. When they found him and the disciples on the other side of the lake, he told them that they were not seeking him because of the miraculous sign they had seen, but rather because they ate and were filled. Then Jesus begins this teaching and the conversation with them about himself. They were content with the physical bread that they had received the day before, but Jesus wanted them to receive the spiritual manna that he had brought from heaven. For this to happen, they needed to know that he had been sent from heaven to feed them spiritually. The multitude wanted a sign to convince them that they should believe that God had sent him. They brought up the miraculous feeding of the Israelites in the desert. God provided the manna that sustained them during those 40 years of their forefathers wandering in the wilderness. Jesus calls himself the living manna, or the bread from heaven, and declared that he provided spiritual food for eternal life. Before the day was over, many who had come to Jesus, they turned away. They could not grasp the teaching of Jesus. At the time, Jesus had not died upon the cross and suffered the cruelty of death. His body had not been broken by the torture. His blood had not yet been spilled, and his life given so that whosoever could have eternal life. I think about what Jesus said to Satan when he was being tempted in the wilderness. Satan wanted the Lord to turn stones to bread and satisfy his hunger. It was a temptation for Jesus to not depend upon the Lord in his fasting, but to satisfy his own carnal cravings. And Jesus responded to Satan, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word from the mouth of God." The multitudes had come to have their fleshly desires met, but there was something much higher and significant for them. Jesus had left heaven to bring eternal life to the lost souls of the world with his teaching and his words of life. While the multitudes turned away from the Lord that day, the chosen apostles were asked by Jesus if they wanted to leave as well. But Peter answered for the 12, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The identity of Jesus is the crucial focal point of this conversation with those who were following Jesus at the time. While the multitudes who were fed loaves and fish did not come to have faith in Jesus, his chosen 12, his apostles, knew him to be the Son of God. Even Judas Iscariot knew him, but to satisfy his own fleshly desires would later betray the Lord. Recorded in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke is the scene where Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say that I am?" And once again, Peter answers for the apostles, and he says, "The Christ of God." This then is the crucial focal point for us. It was foretold, and it happened just as Jesus said, that he would suffer and he would die, be buried, and then on the third day he would be resurrected to life. This is the true sign that we believe in him to be the crucified and risen Lord. "Who do you say that I am?" This is the word of faith that we are proclaiming. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with the heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. That's to be found in Romans chapter 10. For the full purpose of Jesus coming to earth, living the sinless life, providing the example of an obedient life in God's will, selflessly suffering death for sinful man, and then being raised to glory once again. For this offer of life to be realized, you must believe in Jesus, the Savior of the world. So who do you say that Jesus is?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus. Like the fragrance
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.